out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, January 23rd, 2023. I am Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, it's happening. Earth's inner core has started spinning in the opposite direction. Chinese scientists have discovered that the Earth's inner core has stopped and started spinning the opposite direction in 2009. Then, has Western civilization peaked? Then, oh no. Vaccines have accelerated aging. And for the finale, guys. Oh, it's gonna be a great show today. Well, let's get into it, shall we? It's happening, guys. The Earth's core, it stopped. It's reverse directions. Holy fuck. It's over. Everything's over. It's all doomed. It's just a natural cycle, and we now know how the Earth's core functions, and Wait, whoa. Chinese scientists? Disregarded. Next thread. Has Western civilization peaked? Picture is man who dated woman, quote, trapped in kid's body, unquote, hits out at critics in emotional video. This is so great. This is so fucking great. It's the lonely with the prostate gland. It's the girl with the prostate gland, guys. The pituitary gland and the cancer and the radiation. It's her. That's who I was talking about. It's been a year, guys. It's been a year since I've talked about her. I don't know why this guy would even date her. She's a coal burner. She burned the coal. Fucking big black dick's been inside that lowly pussy. Black man fucked that. You're getting sloppy seconds from a black man. Just saying. This American says, all those fat, greasy fags masturbating to lowly hentai are going to kill themselves now that it's apparent only a Chad can get the real thing. but the relationship is so complicated and fucked up. Or maybe not, I don't know, who knows, but I mean, it's probably complicated and fucked up. Sargon of Kakkad was talking about it today, and he's like, it's an issue you just can't navigate it. It's not navigatable. Because it's really an adult in a child's body. Her pituitary gland was fucked. She's blessed with the immortality of youth, somehow, I guess. Not really youth, just not developing. She will get old and wrinkly and be in a child's wrinkly old body. It'll be weird. It'll be fucked and weird. Her bones are all fused and fucked up and tiny. They're tiny little bones. Tiny little lowly bones. But she probably heals really slow like an adult. It's like being a child without any of the benefits. All of the drawbacks. And whatever guy fucks you is apparently a pedophile. Great. Wow. What a world we live in. Freedom. America says, pretty base, not gonna lie. I almost want to watch the video, but I don't really give a fuck. I don't really care. Go fuck your lowly. Your legal lowly. Enjoy your lowly pussy. I mean, it's legit. She's like 20-something. She's like 30 or some shit. She's like 30 years old. It's legal. She's legal. She should do porn. Fuck it. Dude, the first porn she does, she'll make so much fucking money. She'll make so much money, she knows it. She'll probably get arrested or something. You can't do this. You look like a child. But I'm not a child. So what? We tell you what you can do and you can't do. This American says, has face a 40-year-old hard druggie. Everyone already knows what fucking midgets are. Well, she's not really a midget. She's not deformed. She's not deformed like a midget. She's just like a child. It's weird. It's strange. I bet she's the talk of the town, really. I bet she's have you fucked her yet? I fucked her yesterday. You fucked her yet? She just gets passed around. Who's climbed Blueberry Hill? Who's climbed Blueberry Hill? There's a classic lowly joke for you. Go look it up. If I said it, I would just butcher it. I'd butcher it to hell. This Chilean anon says this man is a pedophile who only seeks to satiate his perversions. She cannot give birth because of her size, so they cannot form a real family. If they marry, they will end up raising dogs. They will live locked up because this guy will be the object of insults and physical aggression by misunderstandings. They will live locked up, surrounded by barking dogs 24/7. That's black pilly, bro. Chill out. Calm your tits. This German says, Reddit space, she's an adult woman in the small body, you retard. By the way, all men are pedophiles. Wow, good. Hello, Reddit Anon. Hello. This American says, green text, this man is a pedophile. Because of the height difference? That's how you do it, Anon. That's how you do it, Reddit Anon. Look at this dude's post. Learn. Very simple. And lurk for 2 years before you post. Fuck off. Oh, here we go. Is this the emotional video?
Hey guys, just wanted to say thank you so much for all the support and kind messages. I really appreciate it. Me and Shauna are still just good friends getting to know each other.
We're just good friends. We're not fucking yet.
But I think it's absolutely disgusting, the attitude of some people.
God, I'm distracted by these AirPods. He's wearing AirPods for those listening. It's very faggy. Very faggy.
You know, she's been through so much in life. You know, she survived cancer as a child. She's always been felt different and treated different by society. But how?
Because she's a fucking child who can fuck legally. It's kind of strange. People don't get it. It's very strange to normies. They're just like, what the fuck? You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Everything falls within legality, but you're not allowed to. Stop.
How dare you take away her right, her human right, to have a connection, a friendship.
How dare you take away her right and my right to fuck her? How dare you take that away from me? I mean her.
Relationship with someone else. Who are you to say that she can't have that? I'm absolutely disgusted by some people's attitudes towards her and my friendship with her. I cannot believe.
I'm not even sexual yet. God.
I cannot believe some people who deny her the right to have a friend.
Look, she's tending a bar down here. She's tending a bar.
Friendship or a connection with someone else. You know, she is a human being.
Look at this drunk fucking retard. So, dude, you know he came to that bar every day and hit her up every day like a pedophile. You know this dude's a pedophile. You know this dude's a pedophile. Yeah.
Being she's a cancer survivor, she's got a disability, she has dwarfism. Who are you to take away her right to have a friendship and a connection with someone? How dare you? How dare you? However, despite all of the hate, there has been some amazing things which come from the show. And I'm so proud to have had that positive impact on the world.
What was your positive impact on the world? What exactly was your positive impact on the world? You made a television show with TLC? Holy fuck. Congratulations. Thank you for saving the children.
So many people who have disabilities or they have friends and family who have disabilities have reached out and said thank you for showcasing that it's okay to build a connection and friendship with someone who's different.
Keep saying the word connection over and over again.
Different by society standards. And it's given so many people hope that despite them being different, they too can...
What? Yeah, people are connecting with this lowly because they're different too. I don't think they're going to have some pedophiles running after them. I think this is a very specific case, bro. But sure, you're changing people's lives or something.
Find a amazing friendship and connection with someone.
That's it. Okay, cool. That was a little long, but it was only a minute. I thought we could get through it. We did. Awesome. Good job. Want a sticker? Here's a gold star. Look, this dude's with two midgets. See, those are midgets. Those are like deformed animals. They're not even human. Those are midgets. This leaf says the dude's in total denial about being a pedophile. Dude, whatever. Dude, just let the guy fucking do his thing, man. Let him fuck the legal lowly. If he wants to fuck the legal lowly, oh well. Let him. If he wants to get some clicks and views for grandstanding, whatever. God, look at this fucking lowly. Look at that. I can Google her. She's legal, guys. She's illegal. Legal. I could fuck that right now and not get arrested. Easy. Easy. Unless she unless I raped her. Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Legal Loli. She's not even that attractive. It's just funny. Pedophilia is funny. Not really. It's serious business. Serious business. You don't fuck around with pedophilia, Lou. Fuck around with pedophilia. It's not, you don't joke around with that. That's very serious business. And also, I'm at home looking at pornography of children. That's what those kinds of people are, guys. That's people that are all like super defensive about it. Fuck, they're the ones that are doing it. Like those people on Twitter and stuff. The cure for pedophilia, it's bullets. Disavow. I disavow this picture. Disavow. What was I saying? I don't even know. Pedophiles or something. Oh shit! Oh my god! Holy fuck, guys! Holy fuck! This is so, dude. This is the secret sex cult right here, right? This. Holy fuck! This is so weird. I'm really excited that I just made a new friend. I can tell you're a great person to know. This dude's such a pedophile. Look at him just like smiling at her and like, he's weird. He's way too uncomfortably close to her. And she goes to kiss him. She goes to kiss him like an adult. Why does that child know that? Why does that child know that? Look at this. Look at this. And then he knows he's recording, so he turns it like, you can kiss my cheek. What the fuck? What the fuck? Trying to play it off. I love that you show your feelings by giving someone a kiss on their cheek. What the fuck? Weird. Weird. What is that from, man? I gotta Google this. This is interdasting.
Maya, do you like making...
I found the fucking video. Holy shit, it's on YouTube. What? Special books by special kids, 3 million subscribers 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I do too. Would you like to be my friend? I'm really excited that I just made a new friend. And I can tell that you're a great person to know.
No, I want to see the part where she almost kisses him, please.
That I already know the answer to. But a lot of people out there watching this don't have the same type of exposure I do. So I want them to know the answer. Do you understand everything I say?
So Maya is...
teaching me a little bit about what it's like to be here. I enjoyed our time together. Bye, everyone.
Hi.
Oh, it's a retard child. They cut that part out of the video? They edited the video, guys. He edited the video. He must have cut it out of it with the YouTube editor or something. What the fuck? This dude replies, I found a YouTube channel, Special Books by Special Kids. Not sure if that's them or they are just featured. But meanwhile, I figured out what's so off about these videos. This guy is not connecting to that girl. And when he talks to her, it's pretty fake. And often he looks into the camera when he's talking to the girl. It reminds me of bad porn acting when you say inhumanly generic stuff while not even knowing where to look and trying to put on an act. I'm not saying I'm an empath or something, but these kinds of things disturb me to an extent where I haven't learned how to handle. Dude, the dude looks like a fucking goddamn psychopath, man. The dude looks like he has no soul. Look at these eyes. You could tell a person's soul by their eyes. Look at this dude's fucking eyes. I'll go on the high-def YouTube video. Look at this dude's fucking eyes, man. I mean, she looks retarded as fuck, dude. She's been raped like 8 times, right? Probably 20 million times. Dude, the dude probably rapes her every night, man. Dude probably rapes her to bed every night. And she just can't do it. She's just retarded. Like, whatever. It's kind of sad, actually. whatever. And this dude probably raped her after he got done filming this video. It's like, want to go in the bathroom? Oh, this show's getting dark. I gotta move on. This is fucked. This guy's a pedophile. He fucked this girl. This is horrible. Here he is smiling with this chimpmunk retard. Holy fuck. This dude's weird. I watched one of these videos a long time ago, and that guy's stare just creeps me the fuck out. He looks like somebody who once tried self-reflection and got shell-shocked. I know nothing about him, but I would bet he's a psychopathic pedophile. Dude, that's exactly what he is. It's so obvious. I mean, I could just read it on him. He rapes these retards. He rapes them. He rapes them. It's so simple. It's so obvious. Oh, man. That little girl tried to kiss him in the mouth and looked all sexy when she did it. It was weird. That was weird. It was weird. And then you cut it out of the video. Strange. Very fucking strange. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, legal lowlies. We better move on before this gets too dark. I think we already passed the point of no return. Who cares? This leaf says Guy is one lucky fuck. She's a very nice young woman. Who cares if she's small and coot? You're a pedophile. This American says the entire show has turned into who will date this lowly looking adult? And it's just shock value of everyone criticizing the man who actually will go on a date with her. Sounds like they got a winning formula, man. Fuck, it feels like we could build 8 seasons on that. That sounds pretty good. Why not? Why not? Dude, imagine when they fuck, and then all the press that show will get. Someone fucked the lowly! Someone fucked the legal lowly! It's gonna be huge news, man. It's gonna be huge fucking news. That black dude fucked her, but that's a secret. Don't, not allowed to talk about that. That'd be racist. She looks kind of retarded. She looks a bit Down syndrome, you know? Just a bit. Her fingers look slightly midgety. Slightly midget-like fingers. But she looks kind of normal-sized. So, Look at this guy she's dating. What a weirdo. That dude's a pedophile. That dude's too weird-looking to not be a pedophile. Dude's fully pedo. This American says, her face does not look like a child. Her mind is not one of a child's. She deserves to have love. She's actually really pretty. He's based to look past her tiny stature and judge her based on her character. Fuck anyone who talks shit about them. They're two adults in love. How many sentences was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sentences. Or you could have done that in 2 sentences. Why is it so hard to get the perfect balance of periods and commas? It's very difficult for me, and I'm a retard when it comes to English and grammar. Some dude in the Vax Jam thread was like, this word has 2 syllables, and this word has 6 syllables, and you gotta do this, and I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. Okay, got it. Will do. Syllable. I'm pretty good at English. Whatever. Next thread, penultimate thread. Oh no, vaxies have accelerated aging. Picture is a twat or twat. Urgent breaking updated summation. The spike protein of SARS-CoV-2 is delivered to our organs via endothelium and induces systemic nonsense mRNA transitions, resulting in hyperaccelerated aging. The spike protein, in essence, ends like a progeria drug.
Progeria.
Progeria drug. I said it right. I checked. Said it right. Probably said this Probably said that wrong, but I don't know. It sounds right to me. Endothelium or whatever I just said. I just said it right. Use that one. Ooh, hyper-accelerated aging to be more precise. Dude, I don't know. This graph looks pretty bad, man. This graph, survivability, probability, age, and it goes way down. Dude, that is a vertical line. And this isn't like 1, 2, 3 over here. This is 70, 80, 90, 100. That's a good quarter. That's a pretty good graph size. That's not looking good, mudbloods. Not looking good. Not looking good. I bought Hogwarts Legacy already, by the way. I bought it. About it. I'm going to play it. Maybe I'll stream it. I'll stream it on my YouTube thing if my computer can. I'm sure my computer can handle it. Can it stream and handle it? I don't know. But I'll try, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll stream it on my YouTube. Maybe I'll do that. Can't. Whatever. I could say nigger on my. I have a couple strikes. I can afford a strike. Whatever. They can. Good luck striking me for saying nigger on a stream. Good luck. Gonna be live scanning me for niggers. Fuck you. Good luck. There's my advertisement for my live stream I will do when the Harry Potter game comes out. That's probably woke as fuck, honestly. It's probably woke as fuck. But I don't know. I think there'll be some innuendos with the goblins and the Jews. I think there'll be some Jewish innuendos, probably. This American says, well, even without this, myocarditis causes permanent reduction in physical capability and lifespan as well. LMAO. Say keck, please. Please say keck. Don't say LMAO. Please don't say LMAO. Be ironic about it, at least. Be like, LOL, LMAO even. You know, at least you're being ironic then. At least you're being somewhat ironic. You get that you're being retarded. This dude's just an actual retard. Fuck. so many tourists. They used to love the tour. Do you know what's pleasant to see, though, at least? Usually we get tourists and they just bash us a bunch and then go off to back to their echo chamber or whatever. But recently, we've been getting a lot of tourists that have been siding with us. Right? We're getting those people that are kind of testing the water on the other side anonymously, you know? Feels good, huh? Feels good asking questions, doesn't it? Yeah. Feels good being able to type the word nigger, doesn't it? Yeah. Kike and nigger and not getting banned doesn't feel good? Yeah, they get it. Freedom feels good. America says, well, that didn't age well. Yeah, that's a good one, Anon. That didn't age well. That didn't age well edition. Yes. This Kekistani says, the shot doesn't alter DNA. It just adds more of its own, much like the virus does it. All viruses are now being built by cells. They aren't able to reproduce themselves. Same mechanism is used by the shots. I don't know, man. You're kind of wrong. I watched the documentary on how it works. It literally attaches to, like, the cell walls and converts your cells to produce the... It literally edits your cell so that it produces the spike protein. It converts that cell. It's like a fucking virus. It edits your DNA to produce the spike protein. What else is it? But it's using the mRNA technology. I mean, what is that but editing your DNA? It's fucking with your DNA and proteins and shit. That's what it is. That is what it is doing. It's not like every single DNA, like your body is made up of millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions of cells. So, I mean, the vaccine can't possibly replace every single cell in your goddamn body. Okay, that you would have to have an equivalent amount of vaccine or whatever. I don't know. It'd have to be able to reproduce itself or something. I don't know. It's not going to be able to, like, keep editing every single DNA bit inside of you. It can only do the cell walls, pretty much, so your cell walls get all fucked up and killed and destroyed. But, I mean, is it fixable? Everyone wants to know, is it fixable? I don't know. Who knows, man? Maybe you fucked yourself up forever. Who knows? I don't know. Who cares? I didn't take it. I don't care. Oh, you care because you took it? Oh, I'm sorry. You care about ivermectin now? I thought it was a horsey paste. I thought ivermectin was horsey paste. I mean, people in Japan have taken it for decades for parasites, and it's an amazing drug for parasites, but it's horse paste, apparently. But you want some now? You want some of my horse... Horsey paste, the paste with the greatest taste. Horsey paste. You want some horsey paste? We got plenty. We stocked up for this day. We were like standing triumphant with the horse paste. Yeah, you want some of this horse paste now, don't you, bitch? This Norwegian says, green text, the shot doesn't alter DNA. Sweetie, this has been debunked. Oh, he links a research paper. Oof. Research paper. Oh, that's scary. A research paper. They're providing research papers now. Oh, fuck. We've been providing research papers since day one, bro. Since day one. Day one. But you guys just don't like to look at them. You're like, oh, it's too specific or something. Oh, who the fuck knows what excuses the leftists used. So many. Innumerable. This United States Anon says, green tech, survival 75% after 5 years. Well, it's been a year and a half, and a quarter of everyone I know is dead, so I guess your information is correct. Shucks, gosh darn it. It's not survival, it's the survival rate decreases faster than if you were just aging normally. It's like you're getting hyper-accelerated aging effects. I don't know, I think it's misleading a bit. Kind of a misleading title. Oh well. I like it because it scares the mudbloods. Make sure you guys call them mudbloods. They hate that. The trannies hate it because it relates to J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. The normies hate it because it implies that their blood is not pure. It hits all the angles. M. Night Shyamalan, old. Accurate. The twist is it was the vax all along. That's the twist.
Using the coronavirus spike protein as a vaccine presents Keith's team with a key challenge.
Very big day.
The spike protein is highly flexible. It wants to
fall apart, it wants to flip into other structures. What we've got is the molecular clamp. It's like a bulldog clips that holds it together and it allows it to stay 100% in that structure that's present Thank on the you. Surface of the virus.
Thank you.
The shape of the coronavirus spike protein before the virus meets our cells is what triggers the most protective antibody response. So Keith must make the spike protein in the lab, locking it into exactly the same shape by adding another protein that acts a bit like a clamp. And that protein is a tiny fragment of HIV.
HIV! I got HIV, guys. HIV?
The reason we chose this protein is because it's so well understood. It's a highly stable structure. There is absolutely no risk from this type of vaccine. There's nothing that makes HIV replicate. There is only...
We used HIV in this vaccine. Just don't be afraid, though, because there's nothing that causes it to replicate and give you AIDS. Oh, you're getting AIDS, sorry.
One small fragment of a protein that is also present in HIV.
And then we hit...
It's the component that makes it so fucking contagious, you fuck. It's like, you're using the thing it uses to backdoor into our DNA, you fucking assholes.
Go, and it does it all for me, and it makes all those cool woo sounds.
Makes all the cool woo sounds while it kills us. Wow, thank you. But it makes all the cool woo sounds, at least. That was it. That was it. That was all of it. Oh yeah, this guy was saying Paul will believe anything because this guy said that the vaccine contains HIV proteins and everyone was like, well, no, it doesn't, no, it doesn't. Yeah, it does. We've known that it's contained HIV since forever. We've known that since like day one again. Like I said, we've known all of this since the very beginning. The very beginning. I mean, like day three. We were researching this shit before it was even mainstream news. We knew all of this already. It's insane, really. So crazy how much they can subvert science. I mean, in reality, when it comes down to it, what is science but grants and money? It always comes back to shekels. Always comes back to those fucking shekels. And the flow of the shekels. Okay, whatever. Final thread. I want to do the finale of the day. Finale of the day. Finale of the day. Guys, the finale thread. Guys. Trial for 2018... Albaline alley shooting about a mattress to begin Monday. No one's really posting a link to this, so this could be shenanigans, but oh my god. This is some of the best classic gore on 4chan, and by classic gore I mean 4 years old gore on 4chan. Dude, this dude blew that dude's arm off, man. Blew his arm clean off. You could see the bone. He used his shotgun and his arm was just gone. His arm was there 1 second, it was gone the next. It's pretty crazy. He's also been in jail for 4 years. What the fuck happened to right to a speedy trial? What happened to that? What the fuck? I don't really know. What I remember is the dude was pointing a shotgun at the guy and he was telling him to get the fuck away or whatever, and the dude wasn't doing it. So, I mean, if a dude's pointing a shotgun at you, you should probably do what he's asking. Just saying. You're gonna miss half your arm in a minute. This guy came into my store. Holy shit. And half his face was swollen. And he told me he got really drunk. And he was talking shit to this guy. And the dude pulled out a fucking gun. And the dude's like, oh, you got a gun? Fucking use it. You better use it on me. If you pull it out, you better use it. Like literally antagonizing the dude to fucking shoot him with a gun. And the dude hit him in the face with a gun. He pistol whipped him with a gun. What the fuck? Oh my god. Crazy. I believe him. I believe the crazy thing is, dude, I believe that guy. I believe him. He looked horrified and he was buying lots of alcohol. I mean, fuck. His face was red and swollen. I don't know. It seemed legit. The placing of the swollen head seemed accurate. Oh, it was crazy. I get a lot of crazy people in my store. One of my customers got arrested for DUI. Bless. Fuck off. Enjoy that $2,000 fine or whatever the fuck it's going to be. Enjoy. This America says, I can't believe this was 5 years ago, LMAO. Yeah, dude, that's so long ago. Blessed old classic gore. 5 years is classic gore now, I guess. Where's Zippo Cat? I haven't seen Zippo Cat posted in so long. Is that like Autobahn now? Where the fuck is Zippo Cat? That's classic. That's B, though. That's Zippo Cat is B. Zippo Cat's not really Paul. B was never good. It actually was. Spoilers, it really was. There was, I don't know, man. There was a decorum. There was an understanding at a time. People broke that understanding. People broke it. This dude says, American milk chocolate tastes like it has a tiny bit of vomit in it. And this dude responds, that signature taste is butyric acid, also found in normal human vomit. It's added as a flavoring agent. People liked the original Hershey's chocolate formula that used spoiled milk. They used spoiled milk to make the chocolate. Do you know, it saved money. You know, people are throwing out all this spoiled milk. Hey, I'll buy that from you for a dollar, all that spoiled milk. Wait, you'll pay me a dollar for all this shit I'm just throwing away? Okay. Okay, here you go. Cool. Everybody wins. That's called fucking capitalism, guys. That's called capitalism. Someone's throwing away a bunch of fucking milk. Hershey comes over, is like, look at all this milk they're throwing away. I'll buy it from you. And I'll make chocolate with it that's fucking delicious. And then, you know, I'll take the bugs and I'll grind them up and I'll make them into a paste and I'll make it delicious and I'll sell it to them. They'll buy it willingly. That's capitalism, guys. That's capitalism. Too bad we're not in capitalism anymore. We're in a socialist welfare system, you know, capitalist, you know, corporate welfare. There we go. I was looking for it. There it is. Corporate welfare system. Worst system in existence. Some qua level humor. This Aussie says it was in a public alley, not their property. They had no business being armed in the first place and were the aggressors in this situation. Reddit space. If a random nigger comes up to you in public. Oh, you can't say nigger, Reddit fat. You're not allowed to say that. You can't say that. You're not allowed to. Isn't it racist for Redditors to say nigger? Feels good to type it though, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel good? If you start calling them out for that, they'll get self-conscious. They'll get self-conscious if you call that out. If you see a Reddit spacing faggot say nigger, call them out on it. See what happens. They'll get really defensive. They'll get really defensive and they'll say you're an idiot or something. I don't know. They'll get really defensive about it though. It's beautiful to watch. Just ingrain it into their heads that they're typing nigger and they're racist. Soon they will become one of us. Soon they're becoming one of us. One of us. One of us. Goober gobble. Goober gobble. Fucking Tim Pool said that on one of his shows. I was listening to one of his podcasts and he said, goober gobble, one of us. One of us. He said that on one of his shows. Are you watching my show, Tim? You motherfucker. Give me some free advertising, you bitch. Give me some free advertising. Holy fuck. Sticks. I don't say I'm a faggot or something on my show. Say I'm retarded so I get some views. Thank you. Please just degrade me. Humiliate me. I don't care. Clank me. Raid me with your clankers or something. I don't know. Fuck. I have a goal to hit, guys. Fuck. I want to hit 1,000 subs. Fuck. I had a goal set back a year ago. I realized it's been a year since I set that goal. It's been so long. I want to hit my fucking goal. I won't make my next goal so hard. I'll make it easy. Fuck. I thought that would be easier than it has been. I still had YouTube. I was getting traction so fast on YouTube. It was so simple. I just can't say nigger on YouTube. They don't like me to say nigger. Nigger is a bad word. I got distracted with this Redditor's post. I don't know. They were in a public alley or something. So what? It was right outside their house. They were talking. He wouldn't leave their property. They were scared for their lives or something. I don't know. Hire a better Jew lawyer. Okay, that's it. That's the thread. That's all. I guess we could do a little finale, a little secret thread finale that nobody knew was coming, but it's here. Why not? We'll take a dip into V. Fuck you, I liked it. Prototype. Dude, Prototype was a fucking amazing game, dude. Prototype 2 was also an amazing game. The only bad part about Prototype is sometimes the audio gets fucked up and it's really low. But besides that, dude, it's an amazing game. The first game is so incredible. If you've never played the first Prototype game, it's so incredible. You gotta remember, this game was made before superhero games, okay? So this is like a pre-superhero game. So incredible, so cool, so good for what it is at the time it was made. So fucking incredible. Story was decent, I like it. It's really cool, actually. I don't really want to spoil it, but no, I don't think any of you will ever play it, so. It's not a really big spoiler anyways, it's just you learn about it like a quarter into the game. The dude, the virus killed the main character, and then it, like, remade his body with the virus. So the virus thinks it's him, but it's not even him. He's dead. He's been dead. The virus killed him. It's the victim, okay? Dude's fucking gone. Been gone. But since the virus, like, assimilated him and all of his memories, and it was the first victim, that's who the virus thinks it is. It's cool. Really kind of a cool premise. Really neat. Really neat. Second game, not as good. Not as good, and doesn't really hit that premise in the same way. I don't know. Not as good. That wasn't the secret thread, though. I just got distracted. We'll get to the secret thread. Here's the secret thread. We got our Google LA and Google employee. Oh, when we get a cherry on top to this finale, guys. Oh, this is sweet. This is beautiful. I need music, though, to go along with this. This is so not gonna fit. Don't care. Those listening, oh my god, she worked at Google and she had the best life and she got all this free food and all these delicious benefits. Oh, look at all this cool expensive stuff I get for free every day. Free pizza, free peas, free food, yay. But then the notice goes out that Google's laying everybody off. Everybody's getting laid off. She checks her access. Access denied. No. I have to process it all. I'm fired. This dude says, I've never been so erect. Oh, blessed V. Blessed fucking V. These kids know what's up. This dude says, I wish I got paid to be a fat, lazy bitch. Yeah. Tags. Instant loss. Mind break. Oh, it's so great. Mind break, instant loss. Riona. NHT. This dude says, so this is what queer... This dude says, so this is what the queers who track and sell my data all do. What a finale. What a way to end it. So this is what the queers who track and sell my data all day. My data do all day. Holy shit, Lou. Holy, is that a tongue twister for you? Sell my data do all day. Data do all day. That's it. That data do all day. That's the tongue twister. Data do all day. We got it. This show is so shitty. This show is so fucking incredible. This thread was moved to B. went from V to B. And then it just died into oblivion. Went into oblivion. Who cares? Whatever, done. That's it. That's the show, guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. I think we'll end today with... And I will start reading the comments again, but the shows are too long. I don't want to extend them even further when they're already 40 minutes. So, the end of the episode today, I think I will... I have to, guys. You're going to have to brace yourselves for some leftism. And because I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a joke when I started listening to this. And I'll just edit the first part together. If I edit it, the whole show together, it'd be an hour long, so I can't do that. But I'll just edit the very first part together. It'll just abruptly end, but it's on Jeff Cannata's DLC video game show. He brought on these two women. These two women! Dude, as soon as... The way they said woman, I knew what was coming before it even happened. It's so obvious what's happening. And as soon as you hear their voices, you'll know what's happening as well. It's painful. It's painful. It's painful. Enjoy. Enjoy my torment, my hell I live every day. My self-inflicted hell. It's... Masochism is... It's not the greatest fetish, but it's a fetish.
I'm your host, Jeff Cannata, that's spelled with two N's and one T, and I am joined, as always, by my friend, slash co-host, slash nemesis. The guy who's really sticking with this beard thing, Mr. Christian Spicer. Hello, Christian!
Hey, buddy. I'm still rocking the winter beard. Two quickies up top. One, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Two.
Welcome back.
Thank you. As is always the case in our country, unfortunately, there's been another mass shooting. This won't be too
down. How do we keep up? How do we keep up? They're too constant, too frequent.
This one happened very close to my house. Lunar New Year as well. And it's just, there's no answer, but a reminder to love each other, be better, and find ways to make the world a kinder, gentler place. It's always a fun morning when it's like, hey, kids, you want waffles for breakfast? Also, we got to talk about this thing.
God fucking forbid.
I did want to address that as we so
often
have to.
I'm sorry. I can imagine that's, as we all deal with those things too frequently all over the place, and having it so close to home, I'm sure, is even more disconcerting. And I'm sorry to hear that, Christian. You know, it's an awful state of affairs when I didn't even hear about it.
Too many, too often.
Indeed. Too many, too often. You know, the DLC always stands. You're a downloadable Cannata and you're downloadable Christian. But this week, I am really excited because DLC stands for Duo of Literary Co-Authors. Because we have not one, but two guests for you this week who have teamed up in life and also teamed up to write a video game centric novel called Who Hunts the Whale. It's Laura Dale and Jane Magna joining us for the first time. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Look at that. Yeah. They have props.
We're very excited. Our first author copies of that book showed up yesterday. So this is the first time we've had the opportunity to hold them up and go, look, it's a book. We made it.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious.
Congratulations. That's phenomenal.
It looks so good, too. I love the jacket, the cover design. It's so cool. Very, very awesome.
We're so happy with it. Like, it's always tricky to do a retro style pixel art cover and make it come across well, because there's so many ways that it can just look a little generic, but I'm so happy with how ours has turned out.
Mm-hmm. So we do a podcast together called Queer and Pleasant Strangers, where we basically just talk about the media we've consumed. And one of the reoccurring skits was just the two worst CEOs of a video game company talking about how they can exploit their workers every week.
You two are married and now have worked on this together. How was that process? Was it smooth sailing? Were there arguments? How did it go?
I think it was all pretty smooth. Laura wrote the entire first pass, just a skeleton of this sort of thing happens, this sort of thing happens. She has author experience, so that helped. But the first time writing fiction, and I had done a lot of short fiction stuff, so I went through that from top to bottom and wrote the first submitted draft. And anytime we needed anything that was very specifically written from the point of view of a journalist, because Laura has that experience, that's pretty much all her. But most of the jokes are me.
We both have things that we're better at and worse at as writers, and we have a complementary skill set, I think, in that, like, I have the skills to get, like, a skeleton of a plot that, like, functionally gets us where we need to be and hits the beats, the right sort of pacing. But when it comes to describing people and having sort of natural feeling dialogue and the sort of flavor that you have to layer over a story for it to not just be a dry list of things that happened. Jane's really good at that. And together a story occurred.
I think the remarkable thing is how self-aware you both are about your limitations and the other person's strengths and understanding that. I think that's the trick to come to. And that's impressive from my point of view.
For both of us, we know what we do and what we don't do well, and that's how a project like this works, is being honest about what the other person's just better than you at.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Are you listening, Jeff? Are you? Is any of this sinking in? We've been doing this for 10 years, buddy.
The problem is that I would be honest if there was anything you were better than me at. And
you're just good at everything. My biggest strength is all of my strengths. Weakness, I can't even say. Weakness, I can't say only, the word. It's just,
if only that were so. It's actually the opposite. I wonder what your experience working with Unbound has been like.
I've worked with Unbound on a couple of books. I've had some books published by other publishers that are more traditional publishers. I've done 3 books with Unbound now. Things I Learned from Mario's Butt, which was an illustrated coffee table book of video game character butt reviews.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That is one that, like, I don't think I would have found any traditional publisher willing to sign on for. But Unbound is the kind of publisher, like, because they're crowdfunded, where I could be like, I have a silly idea, and I'm confident there's enough people who are interested. Will you let me prove to you there's interest? The other one, I did one called Gender Euphoria, which was an anthology of trans people's positive gender-affirming real-life stories. I found a lot of issues with traditional publishers getting... I wanted to pay these contributors up front a set amount of money that I wasn't embarrassed to offer them. And a lot of publishers don't want to give you upfront funding for those kind of contributor-led projects. Unbound were like, yeah, no, if you can hit your funding goal, of course we will help you fund contributors. And then Who Hunt the Whale? Again, it's video game satire is a difficult space to break into in that, like, Unbound is somewhere I had experience with and that knew... Like, coming in, I knew what I was doing, and when I said, you know, me and Jane working together, we've got what we need to write this, they trusted because we'd worked with them before.